In 2009, I witnessed the accidental death by drowning of my partner and fiancé. He was strong, fit, healthy, 3 months from his 40th birthday. Before this happened, I had a strong faith and a solid core. I don't mean faith like religion, but faith in the world and my place in it. I was a practicing psychotherapist. I taught meditation, mindfulness, self-responsibility, the power we do have in the world to change things. It was pretty normal for Matt and I to talk about life and death, about the normalcy of dying, about how we knew everything could change at any time. But you know, sudden death was still a really big surprise. As much experience in realms of pain or loss as I did have, as much emotional intelligence as I might have had, nothing prepared me for this. Nothing could prepare me for this. Matt's death tore my world apart. In many ways, it continues to be torn. When this happened, I kept looking for something or someone that sounded like me to make sense of it. Something that connected the life I had been living to the life that erupted that day. But most of what I heard only underscored the bizarre world I just landed in. In those early months, I heard more advice and judgment than I've ever heard in my whole life. Nothing brings out opinions quite like catastrophe. I was told all sorts of things about my life from people living far outside it. What I found for existing grief resources, they just weren't right for me. So many of them came from religious traditions that weren't mine. Or they were cheering me on as though this were the best thing that ever could have happened to me. How my life could be even better than it was before now that I knew what was important. I needed someone to meet me where I was. And most of what I found were just things that made me feel even more alone. So much of contemporary spiritual practice or just self-development practice tells us that this moment is perfect and beautiful just as it is. Just breathe and know that everything is unfolding for your deepest and best good. Sometimes that's really true. I say that as a therapist, I believe in that. We have so much more power, so much more control over our lives than we ever think we do. But there are some things that can't be fixed. There are experiences and realities in this life that need acknowledgement, not repair. I didn't need to hear platitudes about how everything would work out okay in the end. I didn't need suggestions for how I could get out of grief faster. I certainly didn't need this experience to wake me up. I didn't need it so that I could learn something important. What I needed, and what I couldn't find, was an acknowledgement of my reality, a prayer in brokenness, something solid to hold on to when the world exploded. And all my former anchors, all my knowledge, moved, weightless, to the moon with everything else. What I needed to hear was that everything is not okay. Although my situation is statistically uncommon, it's not rare. Unexpected death, catastrophic illness or injury, these things happen. If you're listening to this, my guess is you are also a statistical anomaly. We're the stuff of other people's nightmares. If you found yourself here, in this life you didn't see coming,